Hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome back again to another episode of Mint to Bloom. I'm so excited to be here 5 days in a row with you. If you're feeling like a tinge of burnout from doing this every single day, don't worry, me too. And it's okay to be both burnt out and optimistically excited about it too. That's kind of where I'm feeling with it, where I feel like I'm slowing down, but I'm going to keep on going, keep on crossing that finish line here, getting through this 5 day challenge. It is a lot of work. It is a lot of work to be introspective and reflective, and growth isn't always easy. It's really not. Sometimes it means a step back before you can step forward. Today I want to talk about reflection and self-care. We're talking about some mindful self-care, not just pampering yourself, but to be actually taking care of yourself so that you can, grow beyond the physical and mental of the things, so that you can grow on a soul level. Anyways, wow. Sorry, I'm out of breath. Still kind of fighting off that sickness, and I ran up the stairs to my office and just like hit record and started talking. So I never fully caught my breath from jogging, all the way across the house. Because I really wanted to make it up here. I had to cross the living room of children to get up to my office. And I didn't want them to distract me because I didn't want to put this off any longer because I'm already recording this in the early afternoon. Today I wanted to jump into it first thing in the morning. I was like, oh, it would be so great to just have this up and ready like 9 a.m. But also at the same time, we're talking about self-care. And I am in that time of the month. And I needed some sleep because I've been fighting off this cold that's trying to return at the same time. And I'm like, you know what? I need to just actually care for myself a bit and go slow into this. So, I'm here setting that example. I'm doing it too. And, things don't always have to be perfect and right on time. There's so many things. Excuse me, hydrating. There's so many things in our day that we tend to aim for this perfection when we really don't have to. And I'd love to encourage you as a form of self-care to just let go of the things that don't have to be held so tightly. Right? Okay. So I have this quote here by a name that I can't actually pronounce because I've never heard it spoken, but it's BKS Iyengar, something like that. I don't know. But the quote is really fitting here, and I really love it. It's health is a state of complete harmony of the body, mind, and spirit. When one is free from physical disabilities and mental distractions, the gates of the soul open. I love that so much because so often we see self-care as like, oh, you need self-care as take a break, take a bath, get time away from your kids. Self-care is health, and it's physical health, it's mental health, and it's spiritual health. Self-care is the steps to take to gain that health, right? And I think when we view self-care a little bit differently, it becomes much more easily attainable. And we can notice all of the times we are caring for ourselves, instead of thinking like, oh, I need to set aside 30 minutes a day for self-care, instead of going about this whole lifestyle of I show up daily and care for myself as needed. Drinking plenty of water is self-care. Taking a shower is self-care. And that is, I mean, honestly, showers for me are like my favorite self-care ritual because it's both physical to clean your body, but to me, it's also mental because I get this break from everything else and I can turn my brain off. And it's also spiritual for me because it's a time where I can meditate and pray at the same time. And showers are just amazing. I mean, whether it's a nothing shower or an everything shower, everything in between, I take showers. It's my favorite. Anyways, I don't jump on board with the whole idea that showers are not self-care. Showers are, a basic human need, and you can't count showers as self-care for moms. And I think that's really not true. Self-care is what takes care of you. And sometimes that is your basic human needs. It begins with your basic human needs. And you build from there. there's no sense in trying to seek, you know, enlightenment and this spiritual freedom when your basic needs of hydration and safety and home and, you know, food, nutrition and, you know, warmth and cleanliness aren't taken care of, right? Sometimes we have to step back and look at self-care at a very basic human need level. Anyways, let's dive into this today. My throat's starting to kind of tighten up a little bit again. Okay, water. Stay hydrated, ladies. Okay. Our society puts a lot of pressure on our physical health, a lot of stigma on our mental health, and dismisses our spiritual health altogether in too many cases. The truth is, all these pieces work together. We are created in an image of a trinity of our own, body, mind, and soul. We can't fix what we won't acknowledge. We must look at these pieces often and ask what's working and what's not. Self-care has been trending for a few years now. It seems like everyone these days is talking about it. I've seen a lot in the mom life realm. There's so much debate over whether or not showers are self-care. What is self-care and what isn't it? Is basic hygiene self-care, or does it have to be a luxury day at the spa to count? The way I see it, self-care is simply taking care of yourself, however you need it at this moment. Addressing your own needs and desires is how you practice self-care. If you need a shower for hydrotherapy purposes, for mental clarity purposes, for a break from the outside world, or simply because you need to be clean, that's self-care. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Okay. Oh my goodness. Where are my... I don't have my questions. Let's... We're doing this in real time. I guess I did not print out the last page of this. Thankfully, I have it right here on my computer so I can pull up the file. And again, you know, I'll take this time now to remind you, if you want this physical PDF, make sure you print out all pages, obviously. If you want the physical PDF, you can click the link down in the description or copy and paste it into your browser if it's an unclickable location platform that you're listening to this on. And you can have the entire workbook to download if you go buy it over there. But you absolutely don't need it because I've given you all the information plus more here on the podcast. It's just if you want that physical PDF to print and have forever, you can have it. Anyways, day five, work. Okay, get out your notebook, get out your pen. What we're gonna do first is check in with your body. All right, your physical health, your physical well-being, physical self-care. We're gonna get mindful about this. but check in with your body. Do like a body scan. Think about everything going on in your body. Are you drinking enough water? Are you getting the right nutrients? Are you getting sunshine? Are you getting movement? Are you resting when you need it? These are the things in your life, in your physical self, that you need to think, where do I need to practice self-care? Sometimes self-care is a simple, I need to go drink a cup of water. Sometimes your self-care is, I need to go see a doctor and create a detailed food plan for my body because what I'm doing is not working and I don't know what to do instead. Sometimes your self-care is going for a walk, just getting outside for 10 minutes a day. Maybe you need UV light therapy, I don't know, or red light therapy, what is that? Whatever. Think about it. Sometimes it is something that you need to invest money into to really see the results that you're needing right now. And sometimes it's as simple as go refill your water cup, right? And you don't need a fancy cup to drink from. I drink from a mason jar regularly. Simple, right? Keep it simple. Get what you need. Yeah. Number two, we're going to check in with your mind. Okay, this one's a little bit level two, you know, a little bit tougher than the first. We're going to check in with your mind, your mental health. How are your limiting beliefs right now? All right, we've started digging into those with this whole mindset realign. Are you believing different lies in your life? Are you overwhelmed? Do you need to do a brain dump? Do you have limiting beliefs? What are some ways that you can promote growth mentally, right? Does your brain need a break? Do you need a screen detox to give your brain a break? Do you need to go for a walk for your mentality? Do you need to do some journal work? Do you need to see a therapist? Do you need to do a relaxing meditation? Do you need to just do a brain dump and just write down everything, every single thought in your mind, just get it out on paper? Do you need to go through and do some prioritizing with all of your tasks because you're so overwhelmed? There's so much to do. Do you need to go back and revisit doing, you know, your bare minimum with deciding what's enough on day three? What do you need to be more mentally sharp and mentally strong? All right. And we're going to go into number three. It's check in with your soul, your spirit. All right. Your life force. Are you living intentionally? Are you fulfilling your potential? Are you listening to the calling for your life? What does your soul crave? All right. What do you need beyond the physical and the mental? Do you feel like you're blooming in life? Do you need to tap into your personal power, into your personal purpose? Do you need to be doing more? Does your soul need rest? Does your soul need to be watered? Okay, look into that, reflect on that, think on that. But those are the three places I want you to think. Keep self-care as simple as possible, but don't be afraid to invest where you need to invest in order to better function in this world, right? Okay, my friend, I love you so much. Thank you for joining me for this whole 5 days of this mindset realign. And no sweat if it took you more than 5 days. Like if you gave yourself a couple days to do this and you've just been coming back and like joining it later on to listen, it doesn't matter. It's fine. It's cool. I would love for you to shoot me an email, hello@brittanyclarkson.com, and let me know what you thought about this challenge. And just let me know your thoughts. Let me know what's going on. If you go down to the link in the description and you opt in for the Get Started Guide, which is a free download, you'll get put on my email list and you and I can actually just chat back and forth, reply to the email that I send you from that, and you will be speaking directly to me. Anyways, that's it. Love you, friend. See you next week.